me. Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along.
The bigger dicker, the pancake flipper. The boom stickity boom stickity boom stickity sticker. The buggy flipper. The windshield wiper for your ear master. The cam crunch that will steal you from disaster. You got too many cracks on your wall, you need plaster. Get with the program, you're drinking 30-year-old you root beer Shasta. You think I'm lying? Stop trying. Pay attention and you could go far if you plug into the N, the P, and the motherfucking R.
And now you're doing it.
And you're doing it.
That's
my man Simon Coffin. What's up, baby? How you doing?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck everyone else. You know, you can all suck it. And by the way, I just want everyone out there, all you shit fucking guys that don't let your girlfriends talk to other guys because you're so fucking scared. Well, guess what? Along comes a guy like me wearing Pert Plus shampoo that fucking exfoliates. The smooth-talking, white boy, juice-suave motherfucker. And I'm going to take your girl, because you got to let him fucking have freedom, because you ain't shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
And right to the right of my unbeknownst to me, ranter, is my man Jamal Prophet Coleman. What's
what
up, baby?
What up? I'm in the building.
You're in the building. That's my man. We trying to get your shit up in here for, like, how long? Like, six months?
6 months, man.
You're a busy
sorry.
Motherfucker.
Man,
it's all good.
My schedule just keeps changing, man.
Schedule, man.
Like, yo.
It's a progressive black man, man. Motherfucker got a schedule.
I have a planner.
You got a planner.
Damn.
Fucking A, man.
I'm looking for an assistant right now.
Fuck it. Are you up for a word?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But you want to get one for free, right? Like an intern.
Yeah.
I'm looking for an assistant too, but you know, you gotta pay.
This is true. I can pay in soda.
Like, right.
I want an assistant that makes eggs and sucks dick.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your rant, Simon.
It felt
like you had something to say, something to project. It was a good public service announcement, but then you got
For starters, I'm sweating.
Yeah.
It's really hot in this room.
Yeah, but that's always.
You know, so the heat's rising.
That's always the case. Welcome to Skid Row Studios. You know, we're in the motherfucking studio here. Shit is hot.
Shit's real.
Yo, the shit is real here. You know what I mean?
Flaming.
If you're not already tuned in here, man, go to SkidRowStudios.com. This is for all y'all motherfuckers that are listening to this shit on the podcast download, all right? Go to SkidRowStudios.com every Thursday night from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right? And you can check us out live, listen to us live, and for y'all non-cable TV paying motherfuckers, we got live streaming, so we got video on that motherfucker. There's a button on the top. It says watch live video. It's pretty simple. It's spelled out. You click that shit, a video window pops open, and voila. You see three ugly motherfuckers.
Voila, and that's French. For all you motherfuckers that don't know, that's French.
And if you're sitting in your underwear in your living room, it's Thursday night, you haven't paid your motherfucking cable bill, and you haven't done your laundry, your fucking rice milk is rotten in the refrigerator because you don't have no electricity, but you paid your cell phone bill, call 1-800-893-9562 if you want some advice and some knowledge.
Go ahead, Simon. I'll save your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know, we're gonna proceed. We're a little crazy tonight.
You guys are wilding out.
We're wilding out.
But I love it though. He came in with the rant, like, you know.
I gotta tell people what time it is.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of bitches out there.
Yo.
And a lot of bitches. Dudes acting
punk
like bitches.
Motherfuckers.
Yo. Let me continue with this motherfucker was saying. Yo, if you're in a relationship, you know what I'm saying, and you're a female, right, and you got some boom scattily ass motherfucker that's giving you shit because you look at another dude or you're talking to another dude or whatever for whatever reason, man, fuck him, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck him. Understand this. You're a female. You have the power in this situation. There's 20 motherfuckers waiting in line to sniff your panties. Yeah. You don't need him.
You don't need that douchebag.
You don't need him.
There are several douchebags out there.
Trust me. You don't need him.
Find yourself a new douchebag.
You don't need him.
You don't need him.
Pick the fuck up to all y'all standing up for yourself, representing all the independent women out there, man.
Big up.
Big the fuck up, y'all. Yo, Booster Clyde, Boomba Clyde.
And I also love that you came in with the rap. It was real Grandmaster Caz.
Oh, that was Grandmaster Caz right there. The bigger dicker. The pop. I got a couple that I've been working on. Okay, I like to introduce.
That was Grandmaster Caz.
But I brought that up for you, you know, in honor of the mystical, magical one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So before we go on to the, by the way, we're gonna be talking about rap. We're gonna be talking about the art of rap, if you will. We're gonna be talking about the mechanics of rap. If you're interested in knowing how to rap, we got the motherfucking one, only none other than the prophet that teaches at the Musicians Institute here in Los Angeles.
I do that.
You do that.
So if you're living in your mom's basement,
you ain't got no
smoke
plan.
Weed all day.
Yeah, you ain't got no fucking outline for your life.
Pizza.
Yeah. You ain't got no outline for your life. Fucking college didn't work out for you. Stay tuned. You know what
you
I mean?
You can't pronounce your vowels anyways. You don't even know how to pronounce your vowels. So then you go and you just make shit happen.
Yeah.
You change your life.
Yeah.
Go down to the Musicians Institute.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
where's that? Sunset or Hollywood?
It's on Hollywood Boulevard in Highland.
Double H. I mean, come on. Yeah, that's where all the action's at anyway.
It's the heart of entertainment of Los Angeles.
That's where all the action's at right there. The nitty gritty.
Oh, yeah. That's where you want to be.
That's right. Go up to the Starbucks. You can see the Hollywood sign.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Look at where you're going to jump off in about 15 years when your shit does not come to fruition. Guys, all right? We're going to talk about a fucking rapper talking about jumping off. We got a rapper in North Hollywood that cut his dick off and then jumped off a balcony. Stay tuned for that. Anyway, I just want to give a big up to Cheo Feliciano, who is an old school, longtime member of the Fania All-Stars.
Yes.
Fania All-Stars was a group of musicians, primarily Puerto Rican, that were comprised of Johnny Ventura, Hector Lavoe, Celia Cruz. You know, check them out if you don't know. Most of y'all that are listening to my show know who the Fania All-Stars were. But anyway, Cheo Feliciano died in a car crash in Puerto Rico. I just want to give a big up. Big up, man. All right. That's it. We're going to move on now.
Shout out to the fams.
Shout out to the family, man. Rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Boricua. Que Dios te bendiga. Tú y tu familia. Tú sabes lo que te estoy diciendo, papá. Uh-huh.
El baño.
Yeah, el baño. Anyway.
Poquito más,
man. A little salsa. So Jamal, I mean, you do a lot of shit. You're a comedian and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about, like the Musicians Institute. So what's that like? How'd you get into that?
Musicians Institute is a great opportunity to be able to work around so many young, talented people who are on their way to be the next Baze Blas.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So just being there is a great vibe and energy in itself.
So I can learn how to play the drums. I can learn how to play the violin.
Motherfucker, you can't play the drums.
Well, right now they're just doing drums, guitar, bass.
Uh-huh.
Well, not just drums, it's percussions.
Right.
They just added a DJ program.
Got it.
And right now you can take a rap elective, which is brand new at the school.
And that's where you come in?
Or yes.
you were taking the rap primary course?
Yeah, well, I'm in the vocal program. So if you came to be a singer... That's real close.
Close. Okay.
You wanted to come be a singer, you can definitely come be a singer. And if you want to learn some rapping skills...
Oh, so you teach singing?
I don't teach singing at all. I teach all the rapping at the school.
Oh, you teach rapping under the umbrella.
Yes, right now I'm building a program so that I can have a rap program to stand on its own
feet.
Just rapping, and I'm writing a book about it right now. Vocal techniques.
Yeah,
I'm still developing it with Hal and Leonard, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to do all that cool stuff. And the school is supportive.
But you've been doing this for now, what, 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah. I've been doing this for, I'm in my fourth year of teaching at MI. And it just started off with just doing the live performance workshop, which is just basically performing with a band, whatever cover song they pick, the school picks.
Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
And demonstrating vocal techniques, and then students go up and do it, and then I critique them, and then that kind of developed into, you know, them wanting to know more. They gave me more classes.
So, back up. So how did you get into that position where you're critiquing and all that stuff? I mean, what are your credentials? Besides being black, I mean, what are your credentials? Besides being born with rhythm, you know what I mean?
Well, actually, how I even got this job, I got to give a lot of props to the guy, John Clayton. He just actually walked away from Musicians Institute.
Big up, John Clayton, you opportunistic motherfucker, man.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
Great dude. He he used to be the job placement guy at Los Angeles Recording School, where I went to school to become a recording engineer.
Got it.
And I went and turned in my resume and all my highlights and stuff. I was like, hey, I just, you know, whenever there's a job opening, hit me up. A year later,
he liked you.
He was like, hey, you want to teach rap? And I was like, you can't teach people to rap. And
that's then, what he. That's what you told him?
Yeah, I told him.
And he was like, come on, man. You're a black man. You know how to do the AB phonics. You can put something together. Just propose something. Just write an outline so that I can present it to the board. Don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
Actually, I worked there for maybe a year and a half, 2 years before I actually wrote the elective and program.
So what were you doing there for a year before you wrote that program?
I was just literally doing what I felt like was live karaoke with a band, but it was it was in a teaching aspect, so people were watching me perform in my body language and my tones, so I had to just be more focused on what I was doing as a rapper. And so
what do you mean your body language and your tones? Like whenever you did karaoke, you were emphasizing on the stage presence and all that type of stuff?
I say karaoke because it's cover songs and not original music, but it's not karaoke because I'm with a full live band. It's all the instructors of all the instruments, and these are experts. You know what I mean? They've been doing over 30 plus years. This is really, they can do everything and anything musically, which is amazing to be able to perform with them weekly in itself.
Right.
But like, basically what happened is I started noticing that, like, you know, when I rap, I do certain characteristics with my body. Everybody does it.
Of course, but like you emphasize.
I might wiggle my fingers
when I rap. Because I'm feeling the bitch's ass is coming through me nice.
You know, like Kanye West, he drops his arm back behind his shoulder. Drake, holds his hand up like this. 50 Cent holds his hand like this.
Got it.
Has their own thing.
Their own expression, their physicalization of their rap persona.
Of their rap persona. So that basically, to me, started, you know, I read this in psychology, 70% of communication is body language.
Absolutely.
So I started focusing on the body language of rapping.
So in other words, right before you're going to get raped, you usually see a zipper go down. So it's like the physicality of it, there's a warning before something like that happens.
Exactly.
Was that a little bit too out there of an analogy?
I think it was a perfect parallel.
Okay, cool.
It's important if you want to be a rapper to have been raped at some point because helps you.
Or to know how to, because eventually one of those two things.
Well, you
want to
rape the mic for sure.
Right.
And you want to rape people's ears and minds because rap is an aggressive art form.
But not all of it is aggressive. I mean, there are styles of rap like.
Yes.
The evolution of it, the early shit, it wasn't really raping a mic. It was,
But they was ripping mics still.
Yeah, but unless they were like, rah!
Rakim ripped every mic he was on.
Well, Rakim, forget it. Come on. Rakim. You can't, no one can compare anybody to Rakim.
No. I mean, Kool Moe Dee is probably the closest you can compare to Rakim.
Yeah, Rakim is like The Godfather, the movie. Like when people say, "What's your favorite movie?" You can't put The Godfather in your favorite movie category. That shit goes
Benji.
That goes in by itself. And Rakim, he goes in his own,
I get it. Yeah. And he has his own body languages, too.
Yeah.
So I started teaching them body language because it's a live performance workshop.
Right.
And then the tone, using your tones to sound serious and different techniques you can use to get those tones. Like if you drop your chin in your chest, you get more of a menacing, deeper tone.
You hear
a lot of DMX and Rick Ross in this
tone. Well, you see a lot of DMX in jail now because he's been arrested a couple of times for drinking and driving. And how the fuck?
Pills.
Yo, could you explain? Do you teach a course at the Musicians Institute for up and coming rappers how to avoid the fucking law? Like, how to pay your taxes if you become rich? Like, how to avoid drinking and driving if you're a millionaire and you have to be on the road? I mean, that's the type of shit y'all should be teaching, also.
Trick Daddy just got out of jail just went to jail.
These motherfuckers.
It's the same shit, pills, drugs, and pistols.
I don't understand it either.
I mean,
well,
like,
I'll explain it. They're doing what the rest of us are doing. But number one, they're being targeted. Number two, they have money. Number three,
you're wrong.
You don't think they're being targeted?
Let me tell you something. 50 black guys driving down the street in a fucking Prevost motorhome on the way to a gig.
Let me tell you something.
And he's driving and the sheriff looks up.
Let me tell you something.
That's fucking being targeted.
Let me tell you something. Lauryn Hill, tax evasion. No one was targeting her. Fucking DMX, straight up alcoholic.
I believe he does crack.
I'm just gonna keep it to the legitimate shit.
What do you want him to do? Like teach like voting seminars on how to register to vote at the library? He's fucking DMX, dude.
What I want him to
do him being a crackhead.
What I want
alcoholic.
Him to do, what I want him to do is if you're an alcoholic or even a crackhead and you have $1 million, get the fuck out of Atlanta, go to a nice island, have your shit imported, and you don't have to drive, and you can get high, you can get fucking cracked out.
Just get a driver.
Thank you. Do something, motherfucker.
Take an Uber.
And on top of all that, he's got a gun underneath.
Can you imagine you pull up in an Uber?
Dude,
can you imagine you're an Uber driver?
Hold on. Crack, 40 ounces, and guns. They don't really mix is what I'm trying to say here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guy.
I got a song called Bloods, 40s, Rims, right. Crack.
Right. I mean, come on, guy. I mean, you've surpassed the retarded phase of your life, so you think. You're making money. I mean, you got to be somewhat of a genius to make that much money. Think about it.
Yeah.
That much money just doesn't come to just any knucklehead.
No, yeah, he did it. DMX did a lot of brilliant moves in his career.
Are you kidding me?
He was the first rapper to go platinum and dropped two albums in the same year. He dropped one in the first half of the year and the other one in the last half
of
the year.
And he said, yeah, fuck that shit. He's just out of his mind.
And as far as vocal technique goes, he's like one of the kings of having a thyroid effort.
Right, using that
thyroid effort in his voice, like, because he can just sum, and then quick.
Right.
And he'll kill you with dynamics alone.
Right. Yeah, which is an art form. I mean, that's just, you know.
Oh, yeah. That definitely. Rap vocal technique is definitely an art form in
itself. Okay. So, you got like a multitude of juice that I could tap into right now.
Yes.
So, and I love your focus because you know, I go all over the place, but you're still with the thing. So what I want to know is, okay, so you told me how you got to that, and it's brilliant because I know you're an audio engineer.
Yes.
That's how we met at the Ontario Improv. Yes. That's your thing. So I can see the parlay going into the music institute. And then the rap program. So let's continue there. How did the rap program come about? So you started doing karaoke and stuff like that. Was that your idea?
No, that's what they hired me to do. They wanted to...
Initially?
Musicians Institute is a contemporary music school. They pride themselves on teaching contemporary music, and there wasn't anything hip-hop there.
Got it.
So they were like,
we really need to up our black quotient in this academy. We have a lot of Latinos, and we have some white kids, some Asian, but you know, the violin is really out. We really want to have some thump and some bass come into our school. Do you know if you can put together some program that would attract some blacks?
We'd like to ask that the class not hang out afterwards. Everyone
disperse. But here's the thing. I've seen some of your students, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so this is my other question. What is your demographic, if you will? What is the predominance in your classes? Right?
I would say...
not black.
No,
right,
not at all.
Right, of course not.
I haven't had... maybe one black student, I think, so far.
But the majority
do black guys even need to be taught how to rap, or is this more for like Koreans?
Anybody can learn how to
rap.
How
many Koreans?
Look at Denzel Washington.
Denzel
Washington gets acting lessons. So anybody can improve your skills.
Every actor takes acting lessons. Right. They're always doing something to fine tune their craft.
Right.
So if you can talk fast and you can, you know, you have an affinity for limericks, or if you think in rhymes, then you know. We had a young girl here who is a production assistant, and she's just found that rap is her forte, and she's trying to take it to another level. I was hoping that was the day I was trying to get you in it, because it was a very interesting thing. But okay, so you were brought in to do rap, but you weren't teaching rap right away.
No, I had to develop a course. So what I did was I grabbed a couple books that I could. They wanted a course that gave hip hop history. So
right.
I teach everything from, you know, 73 to Kool Herc coming
73,
from...
73, Fatback 12, Fatback Band. Rap record was King Tim III.
Unfortunately, I have to teach 70 years of music in 11 weeks, and two of those
but
weeks...
Hold on, am I wrong? No, people don't even know about King Tim III.
No.
That was the first record that you actually had a rap going on between a full album, right?
Yeah.
And then, but everybody thinks the Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight, is the first rap record.
No, a lot of people don't know the Sugar Hill Gang is really like a boy band. They were like some guys thrown together in an audition and didn't even write their own rhymes.
Yeah, they took it from Busy Bee.
Man.
Well, Sugar Hill was the label. Sugar Hill Records was out of Newark.
Yes.
And so they needed an act to like bring this. And they actually got fucked. They got no money.
They did.
Yeah. Well, they got no money.
Everybody. The entire rap game got fucked.
Prior to 1990, 91.
Game, we're still getting fucked because of that. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. Hip hop used to be a 3-hour party that you had to come to in order to know what it was.
Right.
The first record on radio, the Rapper's Delight version, was 15 minutes, and people were like, "How did they chop it down so little?"
They were
like, "These guys aren't real rappers. They never been on the block."
Right. The eighth fucking verse is like, "Well, I went to school and I got some chicken, and it always tastes like wood. And when I went downtown, and your sister hated, and she ate my motherfucking wood. And you just don't stop. It just went on and away. And the fucking it was basically a Nile Rodgers ding."
Never
underestimate the American public's ability to just swallow diarrhea that just gets fed to them.
Well, we're gonna get to some of that.
They can swallow so much diarrhea, it's unbelievable.
So when you taught the history in 11 weeks, you said?
Yeah.
Are you doing this again?
Yeah, I do it every quarter, every 11 weeks.
I want to come to your class,
man.
I've wanted to come to your class.
Come on down. Right now, we're about to go into the second week. This Friday is going to be the second week. This is going to be the first time they perform. So the first hour of the class is a lecture of history, and I teach some rap vocal techniques. Yes.
Nice.
Well, not just hip-hop, but rap.
Okay,
and how rap evolved into what it is.
Well, here's the thing. We've been accustomed to calling rap hip-hop.
Yes.
Right? When hip-hop... I always go back.
Yes.
Hip hop is the culture.
Exactly.
Right? It's rapping, graffiti writing, break dancing, and DJing.
Exactly.
So that's hip hop.
Yes.
But we're so used to saying rap music is hip hop.
Exactly.
So thank you.
I have to explain that in my class. I was like, some of you guys grew up thinking that rap is hip hop.
Right.
Rap is just the leg of hip hop.
Correct.
And then I explain the other stuff, but I don't really get into it. The history.
That's interesting, dude.
Yeah, it's dope, man.
I know a lot of graffiti artists, like the pioneering graffiti artists in New York City, and sometimes they come through.
Man,
I would love
dope.
To fucking hook you up,
dude.
And have them come to class.
Dude, let's do it. Bring them to the... We're going to have the beat swap meet in downtown Los Angeles at the Jazz Cafe in Chinatown.
Okay. That's not far.
It's June 22nd.
Okay.
Come down. That's where it's
Where is that information on somebody's website?
It's
is that
common knowledge. Yeah, just Beat Swap Meet LA. Beat Swap Meet LA.
Oh, beat.
Yes.
Like BEAT.
Yes.
Swap, SWAP.
Yes.
Meet, MEET.
Yes.
.com?
Yes.
Oh, LA.com.
LA.com. You can Google it. This is where people buy and sell vinyl records.
Nice. Okay.
Like, you'll see people freestyle still, DJs scratching and battling.
Oh, really?
It's all about the records and vinyl and stuff.
They have, like, their C battery-operated Fisher-Price phonographs. Remember them joints?
I do remember them joints.
I have two of those. That's how you go to the swap meet, to see if it's the right version.
yeah,
if it's the right version of the record you're looking for.
That's dope,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Yeah.
That's how I used to do it in New York.
They have, like, art there now, too. Like, people take little old boom boxes that people used to have, and they put, like, art and decorations on it and make it, you know, hip-hop is art now, you know?
Of course.
It's, like, reminiscent of those days now.
Of course.
It's fun.
Absolutely.
It's fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I like teaching these guys. Like, these guys are, you know, some of these guys are like some white dudes from like North Dakota. Maybe the first time you ever heard a rap song was like 2010.
Was the rapping Duke? Da ha, da ha. Da ha, 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 ha. You remember that shit?
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm the rapping Duke.
That's what Biggie was talking about for you guys who didn't know.
Right.
Rapping Duke, the hub, the hub.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, man.
That's
it's a lot of fun to like, you know, I play Outkast for somebody for the first time and watch their face explode.
Okay. So what's the average student? White, Asian?
Demographic.
Yeah, demographic.
Demographic.
Women?
I would say 3 out of 7 students are female.
Nice.
And I probably average about 6 students in my class so far. So about half of them are girls, depending on what quarter or whatever. Most of them are foreign. I've had a lot of Japanese students.
I've had
a lot of people from Switzerland.
Yes.
Switzerland.
That's a big hip hop culture there. Yeah. And France too.
And like a few Californians, and that's about it.
Right.
Most of the people from like another country. Actually, well, if Japan and Switzerland really support music and hip hop more than anybody else.
Well, if you taught how to roll blunts, then you'd have a lot of Californians coming to your class. You know, if you blunt rolling 101, you'd have a bunch of motherfuckers in the class. We're only taking 30 students at this class at a time. Register again for next semester.
But you'd be surprised, man. A lot of the students smell like weed. I just pretend like I don't smell it.
Yeah, well,
it's
whatever.
A musician's school.
Well, what are you gonna do? I mean, shit.
It's a musician's school. Yeah.
I mean, I was just reading that they're gonna have the first marijuana dispensing machine outside of a dispensary.
Vending machine.
So, I mean, it's all over the place, right?
It is what it is now.
It is what it is. I'm not going to get too crazy into that. I kind of prefer when getting high was a discreet thing.
Right.
You know, when you got high, it was a private thing. Nobody needed to know your business, and you walked about your way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now it's just like an event, like from the morning to the night. It's like, what are you smoking? Cheerios with cream puff pop. What are you gargling with? Oh, well, I have a couple of hairs of indica smothered with some spaghetti OOO essence. And, you know, hey, listen, don't start asking me about my stash.
It's so out of hand.
What the fuck happened to just dirt weed, man? That's it. Two things, right?
Back in the day, baby.
Back in the day. Back in the fucking day. I can teach courses on blunts. People don't even know what fucking blunts are. When fucking rappers talked about L's, right?
Oh, yeah. I remember L's the L days.
Was El Producto. That was one label of a blunt. Then there was Philly's blunt. There were two different cigar companies that made the blunt size. Right?
Oh, yeah. Blunts are a big part of rap history.
Of course.
Now they just sell the papers.
But the origins of blunts go to Jamaicans.
Yes.
When Jamaicans first came to America.
Yeah, they were trying to, they had bad weed, so they were trying to smoke so much of it in one.
The dirt weed, correct.
So they were like, we want to roll a spliff. And they,
man, this shit tastes like dirt, man.
The backwoods, remember the backwoods?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then they graduated to like, and then everybody was on Swishers for the longest, and now it's just whatever.
But L's, yo, you want to smoke an L? El Producto. Yeah. They were both blunts, they were both the same size, and then Phillies. But
Science.
Just dropping knowledge. don't. don't. Me and Molly Mala going one-on-one. You know that track, right? Man. Dropping Science.
Man, yeah.
Molly Ma, that's a dope track. Anyway, so why don't you break down for me, right?
Okay.
Just break down for me the different aspects of rap in your program. Okay.
Different aspects of rap in my program.
The different elements, I should say, right?
Yes.
So I want to rap. So I know persona is one of them.
Yes.
I know tone and vocal tone is another.
Well, let me see if I can try to remember how I do them in order. First class is just like introducing what rapping is. So you kind of get the idea of what your voice sounds like, and you do some scatting. Mm-hmm. You do some.
Exactly.
You know, I'll give them a little bit of the history of where rap comes from.
Do some busy bee scatting now.
See?
Yeah.
And then you get into your lottie dotties and stuff like that. So it's just scatting. And then
Got
I
it.
Get
okay.
them into some call and response.
Okay.
So they can get them.
Clap your hands, everybody!
Yep, everybody
clap your hands.
You know, you do that so they can learn how to measure their bars out.
Got
right?
it. Got it.
So after that, we learn flow. I have them do Ain't No Joke. That's what we're doing Friday. Ain't No Joke, Rakim. I have them perform that so they can learn how to do
no
breath
joke.
Control and flow. Because Rakim's really a monotone rapper. So it's like,
absolutely.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I get on, I'm on the song because I won't let nobody mess up and press up the scene. I said, I like to stand in the crowd and watch the people wonder, damn, and think about it. Then you understand I'm just an addict addicted to music.
Maybe it's a habit. I got to use it.
Even if
it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, converted into hip-hop form.
Yeah.
So I basically learn how to get your tone right and use your natural voice.
Nice.
And what I teach them is your natural voice is basically your voice when you wake up in the morning, that deep voice you have.
My natural voice is get the fuck away from me. I haven't had my coffee yet. That's my natural voice. Could I rap from that point?
You definitely can.
Yeah.
Well, you have an active voice, though. So I teach them also, like, you want to rap with a sense of urgency. Like, if a kid is running across the street after a ball, not so much that a car is coming, but, like, it's not okay for them to be in the street like, hey,
yeah,
hey.
Yeah.
So then you just add that tone with your natural voice. Hey, 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 hey.
Dim, 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 dim. Doom, gish, doom, doom, gish, doom,
this is
gish,
how
doom.
We you do. That's your natural voice. And then you can inflect your voice. The next week, we learn how to do vocal inflections by you doing Touch It by Busta Rhymes. So if you guys remember the song Touch It by Busta Rhymes, that's the one he was like, get low, Bus. Hey, that's the way that it goes. And he raps with his flow, so really, really, really low. Then he goes,
with the cash in the clothes. That's a great song.
So you actually give, you actually teach.
It's tone without volume, though.
Right. So, but you actually teach by example.
Yes.
So you'll present a song that most of them may know, and if they don't know, even better. You get to hear it fresh.
Yes, and you're learning that person. You get to learn their discography and learn. And nice. I use those rappers as because Busta Rhymes. In the time period of the class, I might be talking about like how old school was going into the new school, and Busta Rhymes was a leader of the new school. I can talk about that transition and work the vocal techniques into it.
Where did the old school and the new school, according to what you're saying, end and start, or thereabouts?
What I've been teaching so far is in between 90, 91, 92.
Those were great times for rap.
Cypress Hill came out about around 91. Nas.
Snoop came out in 91. Right. That was
golden age, yeah.
That was like a whole sprout of flavor that came out.
You had Redman.
The end of Red the old Man. School era was like 89, 90.
Tribe Called Quest, Third Bass, those guys.
Yeah.
EPMD was out in, but had that, dropped in 89.
Oh, because yeah. That was
But
flavor.
Then they came out with Redman.
Exactly.
Remember Redman, K-Solo. 91.
And that was the beginning of the new styles of hip-hop where people were spitting fire lyrics with different patterns and more like jazzy patterns and flows. Remember even that time period, a lot of people started sampling jazz. You know,
absolutely.
There's a lot of...
Absolutely. Q-Tip was... The thing about A Tribe Called Quest is they, along with Third Bass, believe it or not,
yes.
they were some of the first rap groups to actually sample not only soul and jazz, but they would actually also sample like hooks and words like we're going to Brooklyn. Like they sampled Pink Floyd. Think about this shit.
Yeah, it's dope.
They were like... What's the time? But that record, I think that was that. I'm mixing that with fucking Beastie Boys' "Time to Get Ill." But I'm talking about.
Pop goes the weasel.
I'm talking about that group.
Yes.
Pop goes the weasel.
Which was third base, and they sampled that Dark Side of the Moon. The alarm's going off. Shit like that. They sampled Abbott and Costello. You know, shit like that. So anyway,
what I do from the tones is from the Busta Rhymes, and I try to teach them character. And I think there's two parts of character. You have to have like dynamics and breath control. So the first song I teach them, or dynamics and animation.
One champion man, volume 2, yeah. Funk flex, 60 minutes of funk. You know how we do back for the 9-7.
I always wanted a Funk Master Flex drop.
Yeah, that's where I got my hook from, I think, but that's Funk Master Flex. Funk Master Flex used to drop all sorts of shit.
Yo,
yeah.
He still does.
No, but I'm saying if you get Funk Master Flex volumes 1, 2, 3, 4, you want to get a historical.
The mixtapes.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
60 Jay-Z, minutes of funk. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's I was trying to get a track, and that just opened up. Okay, continue. I'm so sorry about that.
No, okay. So after that, so character, I think has dynamics and animation. The first thing I teach with dynamics is I do Tupac changes. I have them do that because Tupac used the pacing of his lyrics on the downbeat for dynamics, and he used a lot of extra delivery in his air and breathing techniques to sound really soulful.
I want to talk about my dig song. And my homie now.
How does one get involved in this class?
You have to be a student at Musicians Institute so far until I write a book and put it out, and then you can just get the book and listen to the DVD.
All right.
I think I'm gonna make a rap app, too, so you can learn how to rap from an app.
Here we go. Ready?
Cool. Let's do it.
It's on y'all tonight. It's on y'all tonight.
I love stuff like this.
DJ Flex, we back at it again. You know how it goes. We want everybody else to get with us. Just clap your hands this evening. I said it's all right. Clap your hands this evening. I said it's all right. Clap your hands this evening. I said it's all right. Clap your hands this evening.
okay, now that you told me to, I'll just come through, drop a little rap because I'm sweating on the mic for you. That's what the fuck I do. Yeah, you know it's true. I'm just that dude that came through and took your girl from you because I don't give a fuck. Yo, that's what I am. I just rock the mic and then I come down to Skid Row Studio NPR, and you know that's me. I'm the star. You can catch me in the car coming to your place near and far, dropping comedy MC. Close. That's me. You know it is. Dropping on the mic and getting shit for the kids.
See, a lot of enthusiasm, flow, delivery. He had charisma.
But something's missing there.
That was character, though.
Character. He
didn't have vocal dynamics.
Right, the vocal dynamic is what's missing.
He wasn't, like, now, all you could do to add some vocal dynamic to that is just add some different, and I was going to say that with the animation part. After you do, like, you have character, so you would murder the Tupac tune, but after that, we do My Chick Bad by Ludacris, where you over-exaggerate words.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's to drive your car to. I ain't talking about Homer, the wholesome, something in the crew on a boner. So you like holding words out.
You're elongating one, like, I'm a Jew.
Exactly.
You're elongating a certain part of your rap.
Try to channel your inner ODB.
You have to carry a wit card.
Yeah.
You have to carry a wit card and have a 40 in your pocket.
That's what I was going to say.
You have to carry a wit card.
What you did was dope, though.
Here we go.
See if you can add some of those techniques now.
DJ Run. Dum diddy dum diddy diddy dum dum.
We're rocking on the mic and you know where we're from. Dum diddy dum diddy diddy dum dum. We hope y'all ready for the big beat drum. Drum diddy dum diddy diddy drum.
On the motherfucker, yo, you know. We're the superstar coming through your podcast. Yo, fuck you, I'ma fuck up you up your ass. Cause that's what I do when I come through. SkidRowStudio.com. Thought you knew.
There it is.
All right.
It worked.
So recap. Did you finish all of the aspects of it?
Okay,
are we missing one or two?
You're still missing some.
We're still missing some.
So after you learn animation, you started learning how to tie all those things together. So I make them, that typically would be the midterm. So I make them do Equimini from Outkast. So that's, you have to be in character. They have two different verses, two different tones of voice. Two different flows, the awkward kind of flows are not exactly like a 1-2 pocket. So you have to learn how to breathe and say words in different timings and rhythms and pockets and different ways to say it. You know what I mean? But then later on, you get back into like a real the stiffer patterns. Like on the last verses, like Andre Ben, welcome to the Lion's Den. Original men, many men comprehend themselves. So it's really solid patterns. So, but you still need to learn how to fluctuate your voice, and on that chorus of that song, you need to learn how to do timing and stuff. And sometimes, if they don't want to do the chorus, I make them do a call and response. So you need to learn how to do timing.
Right. Too. So let me ask you this: so you're basically teaching a variety of rap styles,
yes,
from a variety of rap artists,
yes.
And so, like, let's say I want to learn how to rap, but I really don't want to learn all that shit. I don't want to learn all those styles. I want to learn how to rap like Big Pun,
right,
for instance.
Right.
But now you're saying to me, well, in order to learn how to rap like Big Pun, you need to learn how to rap like all the other ones,
yes,
so that you can integrate all the elements of, yes, all these other ones into that.
Because once you learn how to get your tone and all these other things, these basic fundamentals together, then you can learn how to chop the flow. And then you could just practice saying, I just made this up last night. I'm going to put this in the book. And I was working with a girl last night, and she was like, I want to learn how to rap. And we just put on beats, and I was like, I basically said, practice rapping, chopping the flow.
Practice rapping, chopping the flow.
Don't double up. Practice rapping, chopping the flow.
Practice rapping, chopping the flow. Practice rapping, chopping the flow.
Practice rapping, chopping the flow. Now practice the rapping and chopping the flow.
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 Practice the rapping and chopping the flow up. Practice the rapping and chopping the flow up.
Practice the rapping and chopping the flow up.
Practice the rapping and chopping the flow up.
Practice the rapping and chopping the flow up.
Yo, slow up. I got a question.
I like that. You're good. You know, seriously, you're really good instructor.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I've known you for a few years.
Yeah.
And I'm all over the fucking place. No, seriously, and I've always wanted to go to the class because I'm fascinated by the teaching, the element of teaching. It could be teaching physics and, you know, you're teaching rap. And at the same time, it kind of follows a similar pattern. If you want to teach people from, you know, a proper beginning to get to a point.
You have to do it the full circle.
Right. Go ahead, Simon.
Well, I was going to say, you know, we were talking about lyrics earlier with Rakim.
Yeah.
It seems to me that the masses don't care about lyrics.
No.
They care about the beat.
The beat.
The beat and
how
the
you
hook.
Ride the beat.
Like, well, no, I'm saying forget about rappers. I'm talking about, like, what people consume.
Yes.
Because how many times does an amazing vocalist, nobody buys their records, and then somebody comes out with, you know, Apple Bottom Jeans, some fucking retarded shit.
Yeah, well,
and
that's
it just
fucking,
blows
we're in the retarded phase of hip hop.
So what does that say about it? You know, because that's one of the things that's always turned me off about it is, you know, like I had a buddy growing up that used to like rap. And he didn't care what the person said. And we'd get in this debate all the time. I'm like, dude, the guy sucks. I think Jay-Z sucks. I don't think he can rap. I think he steals music.
Yeah. I don't get that, dude. I'm sorry. I don't get that shit.
Well, because, but he steals
music.
Nigga,
I'm a huevo. You know so. Everybody's stereo. It's like, what are you fucking saying?
Jay-Z's the king of simple raps.
It's simple. It's simplistic.
Yeah, I get it.
But people like it. People will take him over Rakim because of some beat, which he didn't even make. He stole it from the 70s.
Right.
I mean, that's how stupid people are. So that's one thing that really turns me off to rap. Why would you, you know, like you have so many guys that make so much like brilliant things and like, you know, tongue twisting, like lyrical, poetic.
I'm gonna turn you on to some shit.
I mean, there's a lot of textures in rap. There's a lot of textures in rap and a lot of different artists out there, and there's something for everybody. And go support what you like. You know what I'm saying? I don't pursue having a commercial artist career because I don't want to make songs like those. You know what I mean? Like, I like making the songs I like. If people get it, they support
so
it.
So you
come
record?
To the show. Oh, yeah. I got two albums on iTunes right now.
Oh, well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Hold on, because yeah.
Well, let him plug his fucking album.
Oh, yeah. We're gonna have him plug. But I want to get some Big Pun in here, man.
Get that Big Pun.
I used to
rap like Big Pun before Big Pun came out. Like, in 95, I rapped like that. And then I was like, oh.
The dude is nasty.
I was like, yeah.
One of my favorite lines in Twins, the remake, right? He goes, dead in the middle of little, we know that we riddle some little man who didn't do diddly.
That's
Come
one
on.
Of the best flows of all time.
Isn't it?
The little man from Little Italy who didn't do diddly. Yeah.
He goes, right in the middle of Little Italy, little did we know that we riddle some middle man who didn't do diddly.
Yeah, it was nasty.
Shit is nasty.
And for him to be as big he was,
dude,
best breath control in the game.
Dude, out of control. Out of control.
Oh, this is classic.
Isn't this classic? This is the shit. If you don't know this, you can't fuck with this shit.
Ready for war, Joe. How you wanna blow these spots? I know these dirty cops that'll get us in the
field. Big Pun, shout out, rest in peace.
Big up, motherfucker!
First Puerto Rican Latin to go platinum.
Everybody kiss the fucking floor. Don't be back, fuck them all if they move.
Hip hop.
Yeah, he's coming.
But little did we know that we riddle some little man who think we diddle.
That's flow.
That's flow. Both of them got good flow.
Oh, yeah. Fat Joe's world flow from Big.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Even though he's been rapping much longer.
Fat Joe.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you could always learn. You know, sometimes the student is the master.
Exactly.
You can't just go by, oh, he's been coming around. Even in comedy, you know, you gotta be open.
Yes.
And you have to be a sponge to absorb
especially
all sorts
in hip hop because
especially in hip hop,
it's the coined term of hip hop is being fresh. Being fresh means you always gotta be hip to what's new.
Right.
And you gotta like right now the new patterns are what people like. You know what I mean? Right. Like the Juicy J patterns. With it, hot, sip it, hot. Get it, that makes people hype at a club.
Yeah. Fresh, that's a hip-hop term.
Yes.
Fresh, when you came upon the block and you had a fresh pair of Adidas, motherfuckers be like, yo, those shits is fresh.
Like,
you
know, brand new.
And then, fresh, because I shop at Models.
Everything is about being fresh.
Right.
So you gotta like stay up with the times. You can never be like, you know, closed-minded, because that's exactly what ends your career.
And that goes with life.
Exactly.
And with life in general. You have to be open-minded and open to eating eel, for instance. You have to be open to maybe rimming one of your girlfriends.
Right.
You know, you didn't come out you know, on this planet thinking one day you're going to be eating your girlfriend's ass. You know what I'm saying? But you have to be open to that because it may come up.
It may come up.
You can't just go into a relationship and be like, I'm never. Listen, I'll do anything, but I'm never going to eat your ass. You can't do it.
You can't. You can't. You can't commit to things.
You can't commit to negativity in absolutes. Correct. Yes. You got to be open-minded. That's all we're saying here on the NNP and the motherfucker.
So what date do you usually, like, you know, bring that up?
Well, usually Mondays, I'll call in to Ginger Lynn and Nina Hartley because they'll teach you the proper way of eating an ass and all that other stuff.
Oh, so, that's really good that they're out there doing that for the youth.
So, Jamal,
yes,
your album, you got two albums on iTunes. Could I pull one up and then play a track from it?
Probably.
Let's see what we can do.
The album I just released a couple weeks ago is called Boombox Music Volume 1.
Hold on a second, Papa.
I like to make concept albums, and basically the concept of the album is... fuck the radio. Yeah. These are the songs that you would play on your boombox. Most songs that you hear on the radio are played in major chords to make you feel happy and joyful. All these songs are made in like minor chords that sound kind of grimy and sad or upset. And I'm rapping some cool patterns.
Flash is rocking on the radio.
I kind of feel like hip hop has been like hijacked by corporate America.
Yeah, that's why I wanted that grime. I mean,
well, you know, you listen to a rap song, it's like, yo, Patron, Goose, Alize,
Gucci,
motherfuckers got
Molly, Alexander Wang.
Yeah. These guys got more liquor sponsors than the Polish Soccer League. It's like, what the fuck?
So am I going to Google on iTunes, go to Jamal Prophet Coleman?
Yeah,
or
if you just look up Prophet Pan or...
Got it, Prophet Pan.
Yeah, should be up there,
that's
man.
That's your artist name.
That's my
name.
Rap name, man. Prophet Pan. Prophitpan.
Oh, I-T.
Yeah, P-I-T. P-H-I-T-P-A-N for the people listening.
P-A-N. P-A-N.
Yeah, it stands for positive and negative or positive.
Poppin' West? Which one am I going to play? I got Poppin' West.
Oh, that's the L.A. Mode album if you want to play that.
Okay, so you're talking about Boombox Music Volume 1?
Yeah.
All right, let me see what we got. What track should I play?
I don't know, man.
Hold Me Down?
Yeah, play Hold Me Down. Hold Me Down's fun. I got that. It's like a,
Really, who does? Sometimes I think the only person who...
Shout out to Boombox Massacre on the beats. Did the whole album.
Man, this is some bullshit. For real, just hold me. Only person who can is me, bro. The whole globe. And those my people. The devil wanna, cause he evil. And God gonna, cause I speak for you. This is my life, this is me. Lyrically giving you a diary. Do not repeat unless you're my CD. You buy from me. Can anybody really? An OG town, empty 40 ounces, odie dody ounces. Floating in the clouds, I'm passenger 57. Don't be the crab in the barrel, grabbing the apparel, dragging the pharaoh to hell. I let the barrel spin. Bid you farewell. Don't let the pissy stairwells keep you from being yourself. My destiny is set for me. I have only to step the correctly. If I trip, would you catch me?
If you want to listen to half of this, you have to buy the fucking album.
Go get that. Go get that.
One more track. From that album, or you want me to play another track from the other album?
You can play that track from another album. That's cool.
Well, how about another one from this album? Give me one with a nice...
I don't even know. Like,
okay. I want something with a funky beat, something a little bit more up-tempo.
Something funky and up-tempo.
If you have it, if you don't.
I'm trying to think of anything.
Bounce Baby?
Play Bounce Baby. That's cool. That's a song about a girl riding me.
Okay, nice. Let's do it.
She's so intimate. She's so into it. So intuitive. She know how to move her shit. Cause it isn't fair when it's derriere. But an empty stare. No one there. Move those hips. Bounce, baby. Bounce, baby. Bounce, baby. Bounce, baby. Bounce, baby. Bounce, baby. Bounce, baby.
What's the sample in the back? What's that sample?
I can't tell.
It's like me.
I can't tell.
All right. All right. All right. That's all good. That's all good. That's all good.
That's Boombox Massacre. Okay.
That's LA Mode. LA Mode.
LA Mode. Yes. That's my first album I put on iTunes.
LA Mode. Gangsta Party, Ready to Ride, Poppin', West Get It.
Play Ready to Ride, man. It has a message to it.
Ready to Ride.
It has a message to it.
Message to it. Love it.
Classic West Coast.
Love it.
Yeah. This whole album is all West Coast music and,
love it.
It's the concept is how you feel when you come back to LA, getting back in your LA mode.
Make music for the streets.
Arrow passed me the heat. Shout out to Arrow.
Profit,
for the production of LA Mode.
Firearm cock with extended grips. I know tips for you niggas, but I know that I'm ready to ride. Oh, that I'm ready to ride.
Niggas think I'm playing?
Oh, and I put that on my mama, I ain't never scared. So don't push me to the edge. I be ready to ride. Nigga, I be ready to ride. Oh.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is a sweet joy when I'm killing your bitch pussy. Cross me, I dot your eye, cross your teeth, stainless. Stain your white teeth,
turn red, need OxyClean.
Can't get the red out, get your washing machine filled with Visine. I'm a machine, plus human being, call me a cyborg. It's a struggle not to plug you, that's my war. I value human life, but you're worthless. P89 bang in the fire range, aim is perfect. Try me then, extra clip for your extra men. I'm a bull with crip vision, all I see is red. I'm angry, mild mannered rapper, turn into a gangster. Empty the chamber, soul get empty too. Empty your body, your blood. The streets got plenty too.
I got the firearm cock.
I'd buy this. I would buy that.
Buy it.
I would definitely nice. Buy it.
Go get it right now.
I did a promo. Hey, do you guys got the promo that I did for Skid Row? Do you have it?
Give me just a minute.
Okay, yeah. I think I have it somewhere in here. Hold on a second.
Get it.
I did a promo, but this is what I used. Hold on a second. No, hold on a second.
Got it here.
Okay. No, not that one. That's the intro music.
We come to the... Oh, it's going my 90s flow right there.
Hold on. It's this one. Hold on a second. I think it's this. Hold on a second.
Ooh, that's gangsta.
SKIDROW from the wall to the door. What you wanna do? Do you want some hardcore? Do you like it raw? Skid Row Studios, motherfucker.
We just broke the pattern and cussed for no reason. That was real corrupt of you right there.
Yo, but that's a dope ass fucking. That's from the theme from St. Andreas, the fucking game. That shit is dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
That's a dope track.
Hell yeah, that was a dope
track.
When
I first heard that track, I was like, fuck, I gotta lay something on that shit.
Yeah, that sounded like some Snoop Dogg. Like,
it's exactly
some early Snoop.
Go ahead, kick it.
Hell yeah, motherfucker. I throw my chucks over the fence and then I just hop and get into the six and watch my shit fly. That's good.
One more. Hold on a second. That was
OG gangster pattern right there.
I got the little flange on that shit.
Oh, shit. It's flanged.
I flanged that shit.
Oh, Bow Wow Doubles. This is how we do. Put your crew in trouble. Always getting in space like Hubble.
Hold on a second.
Yo. Oh, I don't get to go?
No, you get to go. I'm looking for the track without me fucking singing on it.
It's four bars.
I can't find it.
I did two West Coast patterns with four bars, though.
I can't. No lo pueden
encontrar. I'm trying to do dads. If you do one more, I'll do dads.
Hold on.
Diggity dads. Back it on
my. Let me see if this one. It's I put the phaser on that shit.
Yeah. Chickity check the mic. I'm bringing it back again with the flow from 96, and I'm hitting your chin. Juice and chin.
Because I'm slapping up the... that's
how you used to rap back then.
I gotta find the one without the vote. I thought I had the actual instrumental on that.
Rap patterns evolve every couple years, man.
Yeah.
Chickity check, back on the mic.
Yeah. Riggity wreck yourself. Riggity wreck yourself. Riggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Tickety check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Boy.
I think everyone else did them in because if you notice, everyone bit their style for so long that all of a sudden their style wasn't worth anything anymore.
You know what? That's what I thought was going to happen to Nas. So many people bit Nas's style that I thought he was going to survive. Somehow he survived the biting of his style.
Like, he got better as he went on. Yeah, I think. Some of his like later stuff.
I got to drop this for you. Ready?
Here we go.
This is Common, and right now you're checking out Nestorius Public Radio. Y'all stay in tune.
He's name dropping literally right now.
I gotta give you some Common love. You know what I mean? Big up to Common.
Hell yeah, big up to Common.
I remember when Common was Common Sense back when rap used to rhyme.
Right. So listen, man, we're coming down the motherfucking home stretch right here. Yes. So we got a few seconds left. So thank you so much, brother, man.
Yeah.
Seriously, we gotta have you back again because I mean the whole hour I had articles, blah blah. Where can we find you? I know on Facebook.
Man, catch me on ReverbNation.com/ProfitPan.
That's where you can get your music.
You can get my music, my comedy shows. Everything is there.
ReverbNation.com.
/ProfitPan. ProphitPan.
Yeah. All right.
You can also catch me on SoundCloud.com.
You got some good shit, man. I really love that first album. I'm gonna see if I can jack it. You know, like fucking download it. You know, no, I'm gonna burn your copy. No, I'm gonna buy it. No, fuck that. I'm gonna support you. Anyway, that's it. Come back again next week, next Thursday, 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Holla at your motherfucking boy.
Ooh-wee, it's me. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta, like, you know, encourage me the whole way along. Ow. I ain't doing nothing but talking shit, so y'all gotta...